Here he is, a philosopher, a writer, a comedian, a man who is coming up right after this, the host of Vague But True, Tim Bedore. Well, thank you very much. Along with my trying to bring a laugh or smile to the morning commuters of America, on occasion this happy radio clown has dispensed with the whimsy, gotten serious, and tried to convince this nation of the grave and serious perils that face it. For example, I have warned of the dangers of raising a child in California, especially if you live near a woman named Mimi. That's a long story, but it involves nudity, a bullhorn, and group sex. I have warned you about the germy mess you're standing in if you use the urinals at O'Hare Airport. And most importantly, I have warned of the growing and bloody danger of periodontal disease or disease of the gums. How did my dental records get in here? My wife just dumped stuff on my desk and suddenly it's on the radio. Damn it, Karen. Excuse me. What I meant to say was I have warned of the bloody danger from the animal conspiracy that seeks to destroy Western civilization.
That's true.
In the past, I have added my analysis and conclusions to the news stories or personal encounters with the animal conspiracy sent to me by the freedom-loving Americans who listen to The Bob and Tom Show. But today I'm going to calmly and objectively present the evidence of the anti-human animal conspiracy without any subjective editorial comments so the doubters among you can make up your own mind based only on the facts. Airborne crocodiles attack passing cars. Sydney, Australia. AP News. A saltwater crocodile leapt out of a roadside culvert and slammed into the side of a passing car, the latest in a string of attacks on drivers by airborne and aggressive crocodiles in Kakadu. Local officials are very concerned because the flying crocodiles of Kakadu can grow up to 23 feet in length.
No.
Yes. Experts in the area say the only directive animals get from their DNA is to survive and propagate their species, to inseminate the herd day in and day out. But suddenly, crocodiles learn to fly and attack cars. Why would a crocodile go through all the trouble to learn to fly just so it could smash into a car? Because they hate us, that's why. I'm sorry, I added that last paragraph. The so-called experts did not conclude that these other animal species hate us and did not typify their day-to-day goal as inseminating the herd. I did that. Typify that as their goal, not try to inseminate the herd, although in my younger days I certainly knew the feeling, but never got as far as I would have liked. Anyway, so no more editorial comment from me. Okay. Just the objective facts, the stories as they appear, word for word, without dramatization. Black bear kills 80-year-old worker at petting zoo. Reuters wire service. A bear escaped the Happy Critters petting zoo, and a senior citizen volunteer tried to lure the bear back holding a bag of dog food. According to Happy Critters officials, quote, the bear went for the dog food and then things went downhill from there.
Yeah.
First of all, what kind of idiots have a bear at their petting zoo? Rabbits, ponies, drugged up cows, okay, but bears? Why not add a rabbit, badger, and some vampire bats, you morons? And what imbecile would let an 80-year-old loose with a bag of dog food near a hungry bear? Apparently, the numbnuts running this petting zoo want to play right into the hands of these vicious animal conspirators who will bite the hand and body of those that feed them. Again, I apologize. I got emotionally involved.
You're editorializing.
I'm sorry. I'll control my emotions and not add any subjective comments to the rest of the evidence. Constipated elephant kills trainer.
Oh boy.
Yes, sir. That's, you heard it correctly. UPI International zookeeper Frederick Reisfeldt of Paderborn, Germany, fed his constipated elephant Stefan 22 doses of animal laxative and more than a bushel of berries, figs, and prunes before the plugged up pachyderm finally let it fly.
Oh my.
And suffocated his trainer under 200 pounds of pachyderm poop.
Oh, man.
Investigators say the ill-fated Friedrich, 46, was attempting to give the ailing elephant an olive oil enema when the behemoth unloaded on him. Paderborn police detective Eric Dern said the sheer force of the elephant's unexpected expulsion knocked Mr. Reisfeldt to the ground, where he struck his head on a rock and lay unconscious as the elephant continued to evacuate on top of him. Detective Dern added the comment, quote, did this elephant really have severe constipation or evil intent and good timing? Because it sure looks like this evil elephant timed his blast to send a message to his human trainer and the rest of the freedom-loving world. Again, I am sorry. I have to be honest. I made up that last quote, and this elephant story going around the internet is an urban legend. I checked it out. It's not true, and I should not have included it in my State of the Union. I mean vague but true episode. I just want to protect my country, and I'm a comedian. When you read Plugged Up Pachyderm Kills a Surprise Trainer, it's too good to pass
up. You can't look away.
But you can't look away from that. But even though I know this story is false, I stand by my decision to attack all other animal species. Why? Because of stories like this. Dear Tim, I swear on my mother's grave, every word of this is true. To survive the tough winters here in Michigan, numerous species hibernate. Imagine my surprise when just 2 days ago, I noticed a mole lying in the road. Now, at first, my heart went out for this little guy, laying there on his back with his tiny feet desperately kicking the air. I wondered, why isn't the poor thing hibernating? What is he doing out in the middle of the road in winter? As I slowed down to help, it hit me like a ton of bricks. This is a trap. This mole is lying out in the middle of the road trying to lure me from my vehicle. I quickly sped away looking for the deer, cougars, bears, moose, and squirrel that were waiting along the roadside to strike at me as the little mole looked on and cheered. As I drove down the road, I wondered, do I continue on or go back and put an end to this heinous plot between the moles and the other animal conspirators? Tim, as I turned my car around, I glanced in the mirror and saw a look on my face like none I'd ever seen before. I saw the inspired look of human victory. I tightened my grip on the steering wheel and hit the gas. As I steered my American-made sedan at that mole, I yelled, "This is for Tim Bedore and all of mankind." Signed sincerely, true American, Joe Noggle. One of the most important aspects of me getting this letter is that now listeners are writing material for me. And every now and again, it works out great. But most important, when I get letters like this, I know history will either show me to be the Paul Revere of man's eventual triumph over the beasts that oppose us, or the Joseph Goebbels of an unnecessary wave of animal abuse. Either way, the future will sure be interesting for anyone with the last name Bedore. From Minneapolis, Minnesota, where the introverts stare at their shoes and the extroverts stare at your shoes, I'm Tim Bedore on the Bob and Tom Radio Network.
You've heard words to remember, words for young and old to hear.
Everybody.
Words of our national heritage. Words Tim Bedore said on the radio.
I did.
Thank you very much, Tim.
The animal conspiracy continues.